Okay, my friends, we are reading a story today
called
If I Had an Octopus. And this story was written by Gabby Donne and Alex Barrow. And we are really into this because we just watched a documentary on Disney Plus, I think, about octopuses. Octopi? I think it's octopi. And they're really cool. And so today's story is read by Mommy. And who are you today?
Spider-Man!
Whoa, Spider-Man. You know what's cool about spiders and octopus?
They both have 8 legs.
Do you suppose that octopuses are the spiders of the sea? What do you think? Could that be? I think it might be. Let's read our story and find out what kind of things we learn. Are you ready? Okay. Mommy and Spider-Man, here we go. Oh, friends, you got to get this book. The very first thing you see is that there's a bunch of animals in this book. And so they're built into the sentence. So you have to say the name of the animal in order to get the whole sentence out. So I might need your help with this one, Spidey. Are you ready? Okay. I do like
shrimp.
I'm big on
whales.
A
dolphin
would be grand, but I prefer the type of pet that wants to hold my hand. A
jellyfish.
Too wobbly. A
crab.
Too many claws.
Shark.
Perhaps. Though shark have tons of teeth inside their their jaws. Do you know what's really funny? There is a scary movie about sharks called Jaws. And in the movie poster, that the shark is doing that same thing that he's doing here in this picture of this book. Funny, funny, funny. Okay. I really want a clever pet. A pet with many charms. The kind of pet with talents and a large amount of arms. Oh, if I had an octopus, we'd ripple down the street. My octopus on tentacles and me upon my feet. Oh, this little girl, we can see her wanting to play with this. Oh my goodness, her octopus is very busy. So listen to this. All my friends would like to play. They'd only have to ask for football, tennis, anything. My pet could multitask. And in the picture, we can see because he's got how many arms?
8.
Yeah, that's right. Each one of the eight.
At least 8 games.
He could play at least 8 games at once. Now, who do you know that can play 8 games at once?
Octopus.
Only an octopus or a spider, maybe. Nobody I know. My octopus could teach me how to add and calculate. We'd practice on our tentacles by counting up to 8. Well, yeah, you could do that, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. Or you could maybe count by 2, 2, 4, 6, 8, right? Mm.
Or fours.
4 or 8, yeah, there you go. If I had an octopus, she'd help me with my sums. So we could play all afternoon, my octopus on drums. Sums is what you do when you add something, right? Mm-hmm. Addition. And then imagine if you were... Have you ever seen a drum kit before? Do you know what a drum kit is?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of drums.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of drums. Like there's a bass drum and then there's a snare drum and there's some cymbals and all these different drums are together. Uh-huh. And if you had an octopus, if you had 8 arms... You could probably make all kinds of rhythms all at once. Amazing. Okay. Whoa. Each day, my octopus could cook a very special dish. I'd help her stir a stew of shrimp and other kinds of fish.
This is really problematic because there's the octopus making sushi. And do you know that some sushi actually has octopus in it? It's true.
Yummy.
Yeah, well, but then, I don't know. Octopus actually like to eat fish, so that's what they eat, so. Okay.
Octopuses have no bones, so fit in any place. They squeeze even through tiny gaps and never leave a trace.
That's true.
My octopus would be the best at painting, don't you think? Be careful not to shock her or she'll cover you in...
Do you remember what it is? Yeah. That
Scream.
How do octopuses protect themselves from enemies?
Shooting ink.
They shoot
ink!
Yeah. In the picture we can see there's ink just everywhere, all over everything. Blech.
As well as being inky and extremely good at art, my octopus would clean things up and always do her part.
Now they're fixing all the art that they had covered in ink, probably for the best.
Imagine what a thrill it is to blend into a wall and be so good at camouflage, you can't be seen at all.
But I think we can make out that there's something there, can't you? Can you see it? Although we did watch this octopus, who kind of disappeared, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can do that. It's incredible. And then there was that one octopus in Octonauts that could make itself look like
anything.
Yeah, it was a mimic octopus.
It could also turn into a sea snake.
It could look like sea snakes. Yeah, amazing.
An octopus has 8 long arms that hug me nice and tight. They also have 3 beating hearts to love with all their might.
Did you know that octopuses have 3 hearts?
So when you kill it once, it'll come back to life?
I don't think that's the way that works. Like if you were a shark and you chomped on it or something? I don't know. But they do get eaten, that's true. Okay.
My octopus would juggle books and read them one by one. A bedtime filled with stories sounds like extra special fun. And finally, we'd fall asleep, my octopus and me, and dream of our adventures at the bottom of the sea.
Well, I don't know. In the picture, we can see the girl is in bed and she's asleep. But I don't see the octopus, do you? Not in this picture. Well, maybe in the wall. Because there's pictures of octopuses all over her wall. Oh, it's tucked in beside her. You're right.
Small.
And then, oh, wow. In her dreams, she's swimming like a mermaid. And she's got, like, an undersea adventure going on. There's a sunken ship she can go and investigate.
If you'd rather have a giant pet, you might like to read If I Had a Dinosaur. Or for a more relaxing story, If I Had a Sleepy Sloth. But if you feel like a truly magical tale, pick up If I Had a Unicorn.
Ah, that's part of their story too, huh? This person has written several other stories. But I like this octopus because I think that would be a fun thing to have, especially after we've learned so much about them. And friends, we recommend that you do the same. The ocean is full of exciting things. And that... my friends, is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytime with Philip and mommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list I have put links for every story that we have read in that month.
So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.